1 Nephi chapter 5. Upon their return to the camp of their father, they found that their mother had been murmuring against the Lord and against their father. When we analyze what the reason for this is, we can see that Nephi had probably been gone 3 times longer than they were supposed to, because they had to make several attempts and they had to go back to their home to get the riches to trade. This long time was then factual evidence to Sariah that something was wrong. Now this becomes an important issue, again, that what we see with our eyes and what the world says and what the Spirit is telling us is often in conflict. This is how we increase in faith, by overcoming what the world evidences are in order to trust in what the Spirit is telling us. Sariah, in her anger or in her worry, had to put off the Spirit to say that she did not want to listen to the Spirit. She then complains against Lehi. This shows another important point. She doesn't want to act like she is really against God or come out in open rebellion against God. Therefore, she directs her anger towards her husband and says that it is all his fault. She calls him visionary, which here means that he hasn't nor has anyone else actually received visitations from angels, but they were following the Spirit only. Sariah, therefore, then directs her anger towards Lehi. Even though this is an added burden to him, he still holds to his faith in the Lord and continues to listen to the Spirit. Their scriptures obviously told them the same thing that the Book of Mormon tells us, and that was to trust the Spirit, and that this was a way of manifesting faith. To do this, we must have faith that the Lord is in charge and has all power and will ensure that even if we make mistakes, that He will ensure that things work out all right. This means that we believe that following the Spirit is a learning experience. Lehi preaches to Sariah about the Lord's workings. He probably gave her some of the evidences of following the Lord. He could have said, look at Nephi. Isn't he a better son for having followed the Spirit or the Lord? So you must recognize that following the Spirit is the correct way, he would say to her. He could have asked her if she was happier when she was following the Spirit or when she was in her present state of anger. This talk comforted Sariah. This is an important thing to note. Usually when we have all these tangible evidences, we do not want to talk about the Lord, and we want to put the Spirit off. The talking of the Lord is then painful to us because we have decided that it is easier to follow the factual evidence, and we do not want to hear about the Spirit. Sariah was comforted, which meant that she did not put off the Spirit and that she did open herself up. She did have a good heart and was simply having some weakness that needed to be overcome. The persuasion of the physical evidences comes from Satan. In fact, he controls the world and creates all physical evidences to overpower us. He then juices up our pride in listing those evidences so that it is hard to accept the Spirit. Sariah accepted the Spirit and the comfort that it brought. We should therefore make this an example to us instead of looking down on Sariah. In verse 8, Nephi and his brothers are back in the camp. Now she is happy, as she says, now I know for a surety that these things are of the Lord. Instead of saying like Laman and Lemuel did every time that they were delivered, and that was that they were simply lucky, she saw the sign of the Lord through the eye of faith. She is even further strengthened in her faith when she learns of the 3 deliverances of her sons. In order to see the Lord's work, we must humble ourselves before Him. We and Laman and Lemuel have a tendency to take pride in reading the signs or evidences of the world. When told that we are incorrect, we uphold our opinion with pride and make it a conviction. The humble follower of Christ will recognize that everything in our lives is all the Lord's work to prepare a path of experience that will lead to our perfection and return to Him. Most readers of the Book of Mormon get little out of it because they do not believe this, and thus they do not apply all of the experiences presented in the Book of Mormon literally to their lives. in verses 9 and 10, we learn that their first order of business was then to give thanks to God. They remembered God in all aspects of their lives. Their minds were always focused on God. They could have praised Nephi for his cunning, or his strength, or his determination in following the Lord. Unlike us today, they focused on God. They then took great joy in searching the records. They found that they were descendants of Joseph. As they studied the records, they became filled with the Spirit. Their records were what we could call a complete Old Testament. They recognized that Joseph did have the greater blessing. They could see that a branch of Joseph was going to be let off. The Spirit was probably testifying to them that they were that branch. Today we would obviously accuse them of having a big ego. The Spirit that they are feeling from this then causes Lehi to prophesy. We should see that when we read Scripture with the Spirit and with an intent of applying it to our day or our lives literally, then the Spirit of prophecy should come. Lehi prophesies of how great a record the Old Testament is and that it would go throughout the world. We have seen the fulfillment of this prophecy.